Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates over at Heaps Normal. That's right, Heaps with an H, as Heggy says.
I certainly do.
It's an award-winning, independent, non-alcoholic beer. And I have been having them for the past little bit, Heggy, and I think I'll be having them for the foreseeable future. You'll
good.
Hear why.
Good for you.
In the intro, I normally mix them up, you know, other beers and a Heaps along the way, but I might be on the Heapses for a fair.
I saw a friend of the show, Will Anderson, slugging a few recently at gigs.
Mate, Will Anderson
pretty
put
good.
It. I did his podcast, Willosophy, and we even chucked bloody Heaps Normal in there.
Oh, I'd need a raise, mate.
They got a mention. And they put it out as a clip. Will's off the booze. So yeah. He's slugging the Heapses as well.
He's enjoying the Heapses. Get Heaps, around it.
Heapsnormal.com. Chuck in the code DUTYFREE at checkout for free shipping around Australia. They've got the best range in the world of non-alcoholic beers. So if you're looking for a break from the piss or just looking to break up a night on the sauce, Heaps Normal is where you got to go.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gulf.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm back. I'm Nick Cody.
Oh, are you ever? Back from the squirts. Welcome. Welcome back, buddy.
Good to have you.
That was a bit of footage from my house over the last few days. The old Chunder bus.
Yeah.
Wowza.
Great.
Came on strong. We had you want to hear it again, Heggy?
Yeah, I want to hear it again. Yes. Absolutely disgusting.
Well, I reckon we've lost a lot of people just under 2 minutes into the ep. But one more time for Heggy. Oh. Sure you wanted your headphones fixed?
Is that both? Yeah, or just the one?
I reckon that's just the one. What happened though, we're up at the Gold Coast, home of the freshest pokies machines in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on our Patreon, you saw the photos from Cooley
Did
Surf
you see
Club.
The unboxing?
No.
Yeah.
No. I wasn't down there for the ribbon cutting ceremony. I'd never seen them.
Yeah.
I have been, and you as well, we've been in a lot of venues with pokies in them. I've never seen a fresh pokies machine.
I don't know that I've seen one out of order. You see the sign up saying, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
You know, don't touch my machine.
Offer but it
I've never seen an actual out of order poke.
Do you reckon anyone's ever put up the, this machine's being used sign and then gone to do something healthy? And
like
come
go
back.
To work and come back after their shift.
No, I mean
absolutely.
Like a yoga class.
Oh.
They've gone to get a green smoothie.
I doubt it. I very
have a
much
stretch.
Doubt that.
It's do not, some weights.
Yeah, it's not really the vegetarian's lament, the pokes, is it? It's doesn't go well
mate,
together.
We'll have to go to another home of pokies, the Welcome Stranger.
Been in there a couple of times.
Mate, it's my birthday in a couple of weeks and I got an email a couple of weeks ago from the Welcome Stranger.
Mm.
Congratulations on your birth month.
Yep.
Here's your $30 voucher.
Yeah, right.
You're a beauty.
I'm never near Melbourne when mine comes around. I get the email once a year. I'm like, oh.
Well, you've got a big birthday coming up this year.
To Melbourne.
I think we might have to put a big platter on down at the Welcome Stranger.
If I can get it. Remember when they used to have $20 flights and shit? If I get a $20 flight, I'd do that.
Fuck yeah.
Come down, take my $30 at the welcome.
But yeah, I was up at Cooley for the week, and on the last night, walking along the beach with my fam, going down to another surf club for dinner. That's all we did, surf club, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Had my two-year-old on my shoulders, and he said, "Dad, I'm feeling sick." And then all over my head.
Did he have toppers? Well, you had a topper that day, but did he have toppers? Yeah. On his.
He made me a fresh warm bean topper on my head.
Yeah.
And there was a bloke nearby having a shower in one of the beach showers who saw it. And he said, "Mate, I saw you walking with your son on your shoulders at sunset." It went from one of the most adorable things I've ever seen to one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And we thought that we're flying home the next day. We thought he must have gastro. We're fucked. What are we going to do? We'll have to change flights, extend the stay.
Mm.
Don't want to be crook on the plane. Next day, we're still fine. The young bloke's fine. Thought, oh, fucking great. Food poisoning. Bit of coolie sushi's gone down poorly. And it was just waiting till Tuesday night. Hit us all. Right.
I had somewhat of a scare myself the other day. Went out for a Tom Yum soup and they said, "Do you want offal in it?" I went, "Yeah, why not?" And then that night just before my show, I thought I was in trouble. But I held it together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you moved at all on stage, I reckon you would have fallen apart. You would have shit yourself.
Well,
If you didn't walk out and stand still behind a microphone, you would have been in trouble.
Yeah, I was clenching. I had a big wad of toilet paper in the gusset too. The gentleman's nappy, just in case, but I didn't need it. It was
the man pon.
Yeah.
The little man pon. Good to go for when you have an awful Tom Yum soup.
Yeah.
Which I thought the spew sound effect being played a few times would have been the grossest thing anyone's going to hear on this show, but an awful Tom Yum soup.
Yeah.
Maybe the worst combination.
We'll have prawn in it as well, but yeah. Oh. So do you want awful? Yeah, why not? Chuck it in. It was not pretty. Anyway.
Hopefully we haven't lost you all so far.
The curse of the larrikin keeps popping up.
Oh, doesn't it? Sure does.
Mm.
A couple of land larrikins ago, episode 90, I believe.
Yeah, Peter Brock.
Peter Brocky Brock.
Beverly Brock, pioneer of some hocus pocus stuff. And, listen to the episode if you want to get into it. Join the Patreon, listen to the episode. Beverly Brock.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky.
And a few days before that episode came out on Patreon, his former manager went as well. After we recorded it,
man, too, it's been a horrible week for being sad because on top of that, friend of the show and constantly mentioned athlete and actor OJ,
like a sunset.
He's been juiced from the famous TV show Juiced.
Yep.
OJ. Oof.
Oh, he had a rap song.
Too many tears. Yeah. Oh,
he had it all going on.
His achievements on and off the field, second to none, probably. Nordberg. Was he Nordberger in Naked Gun?
Oh, yeah. Naked Gun.
Oh, he's getting injured. Very good.
He's gone. So it's been a tough week for a lot of people. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. It's really sad, isn't it?
But I'm back thanks to good mate Sean Woodland for filling in.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah, he
absolutely smashed it. Got a lot of nice messages about that.
Yeah, good on him.
I didn't pass them on. Fuck him. Don't want him to get a big head about it.
He should join Patreon if he wants to see the messages about it.
He's only at the festival for a few more days.
Yes.
What's the name of his show? Where's it on?
The show's called Woody Judge and it's on at the Greek Centre at 8:15, I believe, every night.
Beautiful.
Until Sunday the 21st.
Get along to see Judged.
Go see that if you're in Melbourne. In other news, a lot of plane stuff coming through recently. I saw the other day there's a panda on a plane. Did you see that?
No.
There's a panda, baby, but still big enough in a nappy on the plane. So like a too fragile. You know, they just die for no real reason, as do dogs all the time, but no one says anything under planes. So we're not putting in a cage. Had a minder going from Japan to China or the other way around. I don't know. It was a gift panda or something.
Oh.
Heading to a zoo.
I would have thought that's, you know, just
its own plane.
I thought like an anxious lady in Florida who's bought one off the dark web, you know. I did not expect the East to be putting up with our shit.
Well, it wasn't an emotion panda. It was like a
gift.
It was, yeah.
Fair enough.
Even so, I'm not getting on a plane when there's a panda in there.
I'm not money back getting another flight. Sorry.
What do you mean? Think they can scrap?
Fucking oath they can. They'd take your head off.
We got motherfucking pandas on the motherfucking plane.
There's a minder sitting there. Look, about the same size as the baby panda. So he's not doing much.
What do they weigh, you reckon? Baby panda?
Baby, maybe 50, 60 kilos. I don't know.
But they're like the, you know, who's claws. The strength.
Yeah. Man, you don't fuck around with a koala. They'll scratch your fucking eyes out.
Yeah.
Panda? Whoa. Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. Just because they've got the word teddy before them doesn't make them nice. In kids' beds, it's a mistake. It's false advertising.
Also, it's one of those things too. You don't want to find out that they're not great at altitude.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Turns out when their ears pop, they just start.
Never been one that high before.
I think one of them has been in space.
Panda.
Yeah, my 5-year-old got a book all about space, and there was a section in there with the animals they've sent to. No, but all the animals, and they've sent fucking all sorts of shit. They've sent earthworms and stuff up there.
Yeah, right.
To do all sorts of tests.
Yeah.
I want to say panda's been in space.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I want to say it too, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, eh?
It has been busy in the skies.
It has. Been a lot of stuff, a lot of little incidents here and there. Hopefully you hear about them in the future. Should we kick on with the app, mate? Or we'll plug our live shows first. Melbourne, sucked in. You're out. You're sold out.
We're done. Brisbane is sold out as well.
Yep.
Two shows in Brisbane. Absolutely chockers. Perth, though, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Perth, last tickets left. Oasis Comedy Club, May the 4th. We're coming there. It's also that afternoon, after the show, I believe, is your book launch.
Yes, it is. In Stick Perth. Around if you want. And I've got to answer myself to you. Couple of questions.
And then your show that night.
And my show that night.
You can do the Heggie Trifecta.
Yeah.
The Cody Exacta.
Yeah.
Because I'll be hosting the.
A lot of multis
going on
running
in Perth.
To the suburbs in between shows and stuff too, aren't you?
May the 4th. I think on the Friday I'm doing a couple of gigs around the place.
Yep.
But we've added Sydney, Newcastle and Canberra. Sydney July 19, Newcastle July 20. Canberra, July 21st. Sydney's going well. Canberra, the tickets are flying. Patreon have snapped most of those up already. Newcastle on July 20. We've picked the Newcastle Conservatorium. It is our largest mid-flight brawl ever.
Venue.
It's fucking like 300 seats or something, 400 seats. It's going to be massive.
Yeah.
So Newcastle, buy tickets, please.
Yeah.
So I've got a feeling...
Oh,
these sounds are going to be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, no, we'll be right. We're fine. Turn up.
Get in. Obviously, Grogan on tour as well. LukeHeggie.com for that. Should we get into the app?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, mate. All right. This week, man, we're looking at Ryanair, March 10, 2020. Alicant to Manchester.
Last week with Woody.
We were back at Alicant last week, I believe.
I think it was Alicant to Manchester as well.
Yeah.
That was the two blokes with the same name.
Yes. Yeah, it was Alicant. Alicant gets a fair old run these days. This is what's happened. In March 2019, there was a ban put in place for tourists to carry duty-free booze. They have to have it in sealed bags. I thought that came into effect way before then. I remember 30 years ago getting a duty-free and just they'd staple it.
Yeah.
If I wanted to drink that, I'd just, you know, what am I going to do when I get home, dickhead?
Yeah.
Ripping the staples off. What's a sealed bag? Like, how sealed is it?
Yeah, of course.
Is it going to make so much noise that people go, he's opening his vodka?
We've put your Jim Beam in a big chip packet.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I mean, realistically, on a 300-seat plane, there can't be more than 50 people buying duty-free booze, you reckon?
Oh, I think where's the plane going?
Yeah.
What's the airline?
I mean, it adds some logistics, but you could take it off them. Go put this up the front, get it on the way out.
Oh, yeah. Little prezi.
Here's a little, like, coat rack ticket.
Yeah.
And if you lose that, sucked in. It's ours for the staff party. Like, just, yeah, whatever. Anyway, it's over here at MFB. It's couples night tonight.
Oh.
Today, rather.
Beautiful.
At, for episode 214, they said would never make it. In November 2019, only a few short months before today's incident, a couple were having a domestic on a separate Ryanair flight from Birmingham to Alicante.
Birmingham.
They get to Alicante.
Have I told this story on here about my dad, how much he hates that accent?
Maybe.
Still one of the biggest laughs I've ever had. I was a young kid. I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
The TV was on Christmas morning or, I don't know, maybe, no, Boxing Day morning.
Yeah.
So it was on BBC in the UK and they were at a Birmingham Children's Hospital.
Yeah, right.
And the kids were like, the soccer player, whatever the fucking accent is, Birmingham. They were all excited that the Birmingham team was turning up.
Yeah.
And my dad walks past and goes, that fucking Birmingham accent.
Yeah.
I hope they all die before the team arrives. I was like, Dad, that
shout
is
out to Jeff. Yeah.
Ruthless.
Sick anyway, aren't they?
I might bring this up on here. I don't know. Dad does listen, so I'll get a text anyway. But I got a text last week from Tom Ballard.
Yeah.
Who, great comedian. Go and check him out as well.
I heard this. Yeah.
He said, yeah, Jeff was in my front row tonight. Couldn't see his face because of the lights.
Yeah.
And he implied that he was fucking the young man next to him and also asked him if he masturbated.
Yeah, right.
Because he asked him, it's like, you, sir, down the front, do you masturbate? And my dad said, every day.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a laugh. And he goes, what's your name? And he said, Jeff. Oh. And Tom immediately went, oh, fuck, I think, oh,
well,
no.
He said Jeff Cody. That's what Tom told me.
Full name.
Jeff Cody.
Jeff Cody. Did he James Bond it? Joffa. I like it.
Pretty good. This couple, Birmingham to Alicante, get to Alicante, anger's still simmering. They board the shuttle bus. Final thumb of the nose to classy air travel, isn't it?
Mm.
As if it's not bad enough flying in a low-budget tube to a once idyllic location now infested with grotty fucking Brits abroad. You've got to get on a bus and stand up. Well, I don't like this myself. When it drives you to the airport you couldn't quite afford to fly to because you're on a shit airline. Anyway, they got on the bus and went to town. Final baby. But there's a kid there.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Footage shows her bashing him in the head while he's on the floor. They're really pissed. And they look exactly like you're all imagining.
Yeah.
These ones. And then the footage cuts to him on his feet, at which point she didn't fare as well.
Mm.
Like you're being hit, natural reaction, hit back with the same method. You take headshots and give some of them. But when a woman's bashing, you've got to change tack. Bad optics.
Yeah.
So unless weapons are involved, in which case do what you want. I'd advise kicking, or maybe if there's a young gang of thuggy tracksuit type girls beating the shit out of you, then use whatever means necessary. But if you, like, or if you found yourself inexplicably in a women's prison and you're forced to fight the top dog, business as usual, you're probably going to lose, get some cheap shots in. But when it's just normal, you know, in public, a woman bashing you, you just got to take your medicine.
Yeah.
You
can got a Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope. Just lean up against whatever you're, whatever you're up against.
Cover your nuts, cover your head. That's it.
Wait.
You should be all right.
Yeah.
Until weapons are used. Anyway, don't even know who they are. They were gone. The guy ran off.
That's how dumb he is. He forgets he's got to sit next to her.
Yeah, maybe. Apparently, like there's no details of who they are. Apparently.
Which really says a lot, I think, about Ryanair and what's happening, that two people punching on a bus, there's no follower.
No.
It's like there's bigger fish to fry.
Mm.
A man and a woman kicking the fuck out of each other, fine.
Yeah. They'd only just been together for a little while too. That's their honeymoon period.
Mm.
So,
well, as we heard a few weeks ago, honeymoons don't even stop.
No, they don't. Our perps this week, Sinead Fisher, 30, and Andrew Robinson, 26.
Mm.
Cougar. Although, you know, that must be offensive by now, cougardom. Like, you can be,
what do you mean?
Do people say cougar anymore?
We both do to our...
Wives. I know, but it's offensive. You don't hear it much anymore. Bring it back, I say. Obviously, 4 years for nothing.
And by the way, again, upstanding citizens, men who married older women.
Yes.
Hey, ladies, you've got two allies here.
Couldn't do more for your community than this. We should get some feminism awards, really.
Couple of spinster converters.
Woman of the year.
Right here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 4 years isn't much, but some are stretching that out, aren't they? Like either way, men and women. Age is just a number until your spouse dies well before you and you're lonely.
Mm.
What's that rule that dodgy people who feel guilty about an age gap use?
Half your age plus eight.
Half plus eight. Right. There must be one point where that's really dodgy.
Yeah.
Like if you're...
Oh.
If you're
20.
18. Well, 20 would make it 18, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you're 18.
Yeah.
That'd be 17. Yeah, no. You could, yeah. Oh, there must be something. I don't know.
No, I think it's once you get older. Like if you're 90 and she's what, 53?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Then it's that's normal for a billionaire.
Yeah.
They're all doing that. That's how they get away with it.
Maybe there's a perfect equation.
Yeah, I mean, it's been thought about, obviously, by the mathematicians. The morality clause. Sinead comes from Eccles. Andrew from Swinton. Sinead's on Facebook. Friday night's curry night. Get some help, everyone. Find beds for the homeless. Can anyone fit me in for lashes on Saturday? Wild ride, her stuff. Bit of a smattering of philosophy too.
Oh,
while she's on there. This one. Never regret being a good person to the wrong people. Your kindness says everything about you. Their behaviour says everything about them.
Oh, yeah.
Cute, but wrong.
Yeah, of course.
Says a lot about you and how much of a shit judge of character you are. If it happens routinely. We've all been duped by a dodgy turd we've been nice to. Fucking not more than about two times a lifetime.
Don't try and do it.
Gradually, you stop being nice to people at all. That's what spawns true happiness in life. Don't trust anyone. You're impervious to being fucked over. Looks like she stopped posting a month before the incident and then nothing until November of that year when people wished her a happy birthday. Wise move. She's radio silence. You maintain radio silence throughout a crisis. Always said this. It's very good advice. And a few news cycles later, people have moved on. Don't feed the trolls. Happy birthday, Sinead.
Although some of them do the opposite. Your favourite comedian, Russell Brand, just keeps putting out episodes. And
does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's blown over, hasn't it? Has he blinked yet? I haven't seen him blink for years, that bloke. Something wrong there.
Is that what they're waiting to get him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cuff him.
Don't blink,
mate. It's going to be a long blink. His eyes are so dry that when he finally shuts them, they'll be stuck for a bit.
His following hasn't dropped. No. There's a lot of fucking angry men out there just jumping on that sort of shit, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. There's also another big group of people. Mm. Of the can't trust anyone, the government, 5G tower.
Yeah.
I'd love to say it was all blokes supporting him.
No, obviously not, but largely, yes. Yeah. Fucking hell. Well, then, get some help, everyone. Both Sinead and Andrew had spent the whole day celebrating the end of their holiday in Alicante by drinking at the airport with friends. The old early checkout, late flight situation.
Ooh.
All been there. Bad combos. Very dangerous.
It's always better to pay extra for a late checkout.
Yeah.
Do whatever it takes.
Just get the early flight. I don't know. Like get the cheapest flight, make up the difference by spending money all day instead of just getting the expensive flight and going home. Or late checkout, extra day at the thing. Like accommodation must be cheap there. Just stay. Just pay for an extra night. Just get out at, 5 p.m.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Whatever. During the flight, Sinead and Andrew had become disruptive, in quotes, were said to have been causing, again in quotes, mayhem. So Captain radioed ahead to Manchester Airport to have police waiting for them when they landed.
Do you think they're embarrassed?
Who? This couple?
It's Ryanair?
It's
Sorry, Ryanair?
It's EasyJet, I believe. Is it? Fuck. Who knows? No, it is Ryanair. Yeah, it's
Ryanair. It is Ryanair.
Yeah.
Do you think they feel bad? Like, sorry, guys, it's us again. Do you think they, or do they just maintain a...
The pilot?
Yeah.
I'm on a, no, I think they have, sorry. To, they have to. Yeah, I don't think so. That stuff sometimes gets out. Like, you know how you hear pilots?
Oh, yeah.
And then when they're saying, that shouldn't really get out. I like that it does. It's very entertaining for me. It's the same
but
as like
snitches.
Like a rugby league coach screaming at his team in a locker room. Like, surely that's still sacred space. Someone gets some CCTV or film of that and puts it out to the media.
What about the poor Storm boys?
What was
pre-Dally M a couple of years ago?
What happened there?
They were just having a party in a hotel room. There was an unidentified white substance.
Yeah.
Someone filmed that.
Yeah, right. I was at a venue the other night in Melbourne, and in the men's toilets, a woman had a phone out on the sink just sniffing straight off that.
Really?
In the men's toilets.
Wow.
Big cue for the women's. So, welcome. All right. I'll do that, will I? Especially if I've had some Tom Yum offal. The men's is full. Sorry, ladies. I'm coming in. There's a woman in there snorting coke off her phone the other day. So, let's call it even.
Nobody will want to use their nose in this bathroom for a while. Where's the man pond bin?
Oh. When the plane landed, police came on board and...
Status arrested.
Started to escort them both off.
Mm.
While exiting the plane, Andrew began to shout and said, at least let us off the plane first, for fuck's sake. Common error, fuck's sake, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always annoyed me. Correct biblical interpretation is for fuck's sake, not, you know,
fuck's sake.
He kept being disruptive. And when nearing the exit, he refused to comply and get off the plane.
Well, I told you my now 5-year-old a couple of years ago, if he'd stub his toe or fall over, he'd go, afar. Because I was at that point not swearing in front of them.
Yeah.
So I'd go, far. And, you know, Luke would look at me or whatever and I'd pull up short on it.
A lot of.
So he'd hurt himself.
A lot of things start with
him.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt. Yeah.
But now I just say it in.
Yeah, okay.
In front of them.
Yeah, right.
Luke will tell me off occasionally. Well, Charlie said, Dad, I know it's a bad word, but I know you get to say it for work. So,
yeah, okay.
And he said, sometimes Max says it because he can't say crocodile. He says, fuck da.
Yeah, okay.
And we all
well,
laugh.
You're going to get that, obviously. Pretty good. When I took my kids were at a comedy gig at the Golden Coast, maybe, boy would have been about 6.
Jesus.
And I left them at this gig because they were watching Randy, who they love.
Oh, yeah, great.
And I was at another gig and I came over to close that one. I've turned up and he's running. He saw me park my bike and stuff out the front, came running out and he goes, that guy's emceeing. He said, fuck 37 times. Like just straight in. he's getting near the exit and he refused to comply to get off the plane, started grabbing doorways, etc. Oh,
like a toddler.
Yeah. I mean, if the arresting officers had grown up with brothers, they'd know what to do in such a situation here. Dack him.
Oh.
And then he'll try to pull up his straws and immediately drag him by the legs. Hands will be too busy kind of trying to keep the trousers up.
Yeah.
Got him.
Very smart.
Can't grab a chair leg or anything like that.
See, I had no idea then. Well, I don't have brothers.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that's the move.
Policymakers for law enforcement be well advised to only employ those who've grown up in a multiple boy household. Because you know some fucking tricks. You intuitively know all of them. Close quarters combat, fighting dirty at all costs, that sort of shit.
Well, I said it's what caught me off at Tommy Little's roast, Lizzie Hu.
Yeah.
I forgot that she's got two older brothers and is from Brisbane.
Yeah, right.
It's like, fuck, she was a savage.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Gotta be. You got no other option. That's why some of them are like they are. I've turned out all right, but some of them are pretty.
Yeah, you're fine. You're good to go, mate. Don't worry about you.
The filth began to handcuff him, but he started resisting, had to be forcibly removed from the plane before being handcuffed and arrested. Siniad began shouting and demanded to know what she'd been detained for. Fair question. Officers explained that she was intoxicated, to which she replied, what'd she say back?
Fuck off, dog.
No, she said, no shit, Sherlock. I haven't heard that since primary school, I don't think.
No shit, Sherlock.
No shit, Sherlock. Yeah. Pretty good. I think I even said it once to someone bigger than me and earned myself a dead leg or something, never said it again. Like that's not an adult thing to say, is it? Just dumb. She then continued to be aggressive and abusive. Once inside the police van, they continued to be abusive towards officers. Didn't knock himself out like Cunnett a couple of weeks ago, but abusive all the same. Police said neither the captain nor the crew provided a statement, so the two of them could only be punished for what had happened after landing.
Oh.
Word to the wise. Be nice to the porkies. You could get off on a loophole.
Yeah.
If they hadn't done that shit at the end, I know the natural reaction is to say, fuck yous, nothing to lose. We're here now. I'm going to fucking headbutt a porky and spit on them and shit. Whatever. You're all stupid. Fart on the vinyl. Scratch a juco. Whatever. Do what you can. Don't. If only they'd switched to being level-headed, they would have received no punishment on a technicality. Probably been given a ribbon for good behaviour. Get a fucking lift home. Let's...
Yep.
Amazing. Get a lift into town. The jail must be quite central in there at Manchester, Crown Court. Anyway.
Great reminder to everyone, by the way, about that.
Yeah.
Stay level-headed for the second part.
But first part,
yeah.
Whatever. That's out of your control if they're going to complain.
We learned this with our, you know, your hero that died this week, O.J. Simpson.
Keep your trap shut.
The second part.
Yeah.
God. He's smiling and laughing.
All he had to
glove.
Do.
I don't know.
All the time. That's ego, though, isn't it? Same as your mate, your sporting hero, Lance Armstrong, riding off into the sunset. Couldn't help himself, came back, done. Dickhead.
Yeah.
OJ, same thing. Fucking dickhead.
Stealing his own memorabilia.
Yeah. I mean, technically, if he hadn't have done that shit previously, everyone would have backed him on that. Yeah, that's his. Of course you should kidnap those guys and get his own stuff back.
Yeah. But again, my theory, if it's your memorabilia... Just sign more shit.
Yeah.
You can make more of your own memorabilia.
Flood the market.
Yeah, De Beers it with the diamonds.
You can
put out 10,000 O.J. Simpson balls.
Yeah.
Go, well, fellas. Yeah.
And then change your signature. Yeah, this is the only original one. This is it. Start going left-handed or something. Both of them pleaded guilty to being drunk on an aircraft. Again, why? The crew were too lazy to follow up. Keep shtum, you dead shits. Could have just said, no, I didn't do it. All that all that we can remember is police putting us in the car and then we got angry for nothing. And they could have still.
Yeah, drunk on an aircraft too. It's like, did you breatho me on the aircraft? Did you, you know?
Yeah.
Procedure. No blood test.
I didn't follow procedure.
Yeah.
You got them.
You said no shit, Sherlock.
That's how all the best.
I was joking.
Lawyers get these assholes off. It's technicalities. They didn't cross their T's. Siniad had no previous convictions, but Andrew had how many previous offences on his record dating back to 2014, given that this is 2020-ish, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah. All right, so 6 years.
Mm.
A guy that's that comfortable telling police to fuck off and
yeah.
I don't want to, I'll say 8.
No, but you're close. It's 38.
Let's do it. Woo!
More than 6 offences a year. How's that work? If I did 6 of anything a year, I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
No question. But how the fuck? They included assault, a racially aggravated public order offence, theft.
Soccer.
He's just all of this at the soccer park. You get that done in the stands at Old Trafford in a day. Get let back in, do another. Get the numbers up. Criminal damage and possession of an offensive weapon. Offensive weapon, which did see him jailed for 20 weeks in 2017. Sinead should have Googled her new friend like I did. Like, man, information super high at our fingertips, everyone. Use it wisely. Although he's got a fairly common name. So who do you reckon represented Andrew in court?
Oh, well, I think he's been there so many times. I'm just getting more chilly ready because I'm going to say Andrew was represented by Andrew.
Yeah.
Pretty much done a law degree 38 times in court. That's
Brett Blake territory.
Yeah. It's more the TAFE style, you know, more prac than it is.
Yeah, learn on the job.
Yeah, learn on the job.
I mean, you could educate yourself with the law just by that. You'd be far more experienced than any law student by the time you.
Yeah, I reckon a law student that's just done 4 years of the book learning versus someone that's been to court 30 times.
Yeah.
The lawyer's first day in court versus that bloke's first day representing himself he'll be a lot calmer than the lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The lawyer's all nervous, nice suit on. This guy's like, I don't give a fuck. I know what's coming.
Andrew's lawyer, Andrew, said, that day was a bit of a blur. We had a party all day and it got out of hand and we drank in the airport waiting for the plane. It's been over-exaggerated about the way we were giving abuse. Maybe we were loud, but we were not abusive. I've been out of trouble for a long time now.
What, 3 years?
3 years since he's been in jail.
Yeah.
There's no way he got 38 offences 2014 to 2017. Mm. There's been some after that. But then while, I mean, maybe not. Maybe he should have been back to jail.
Yeah. Like
if you come out of a 20-week stretch.
Also, I love the idea. It's like he's been in jail since the last Olympics happened.
Yeah.
He's like, I haven't been in trouble for a long time now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what? Ever since Rio.
Doping bans go longer than that.
Where was 2016?
Speaking of Olympics, I was looking at Craig McLaughlin's classic footy show set the other day. Mm. Get around if you don't. Camo shirt, one of the worst stand-up sets ever. Yeah. And they put him on the footy show. They were really happy that they got him on the show. Like, we've got Craig McLaughlin next week. It's going to be awesome. And it wasn't. It's terrible.
Of course. Yeah.
I got told too, I didn't see this one, but Matt Shervington, Australian sprinter, he did stand up once on the footy show.
Sunrise host.
Is he Sunrise host?
Yeah.
But that's how disrespected it is. I can't just front up and go, let me do the 100 metres and feel like it. You know, it's always been my dream to do the 100 metres. Fuck off. Leave us alone. This is all we got. Let's just get out. The results are appalling. Like mine would be if I entered the 100 metres final.
As has been said before, it's because everyone's been funny at some stage in their life.
Yeah. They find out they're not.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Sinead's statement was similar to Andrew's, stating that it was exaggerated and they weren't abusive. Both ordered to pay 300 squid each in costs and surcharges. If the captain and crew had given a statement, it probably would have been a lot worse. What a let off.
Oh.
If they'd just been nice in the filth, they would have got a lift to the city. Amazing. We wouldn't even be talking about it here today. What did Andrew wear to court?
I'm going to say a tracksuit, a soccer tracksuit.
I don't know if it's soccer, but definitely a tracksuit. It looked black with the white stripes to me. So
great.
Funeral tracksuit. But
court tracksuit.
Immediate guilt. Tracksuit. Even Lowies can muster up a suit from someone somewhere to go to court, or at least a tie. I don't know.
Do you think that helps?
Yes.
You're representing yourself and you turn up in a tracksuit, it's like, this man.
Oh, it helps to wear a tracksuit?
Yeah.
Fuck no. I think judges want you to make some sort of an effort. Especially it'd help you if you definitely are a Lowy with the stupid Lowy haircut and shit and you're taking your last drag of your cigarette on the way in. That makes more of a difference, I think, if you're in a suit. They're like, well, where'd you get a suit? At least he's trying. Whereas people who own a suit, it's like, of course you got a suit, you smarmy fuck. That's why we're here. The think tank had their say on the internet. And got a few. Blue One said, she's been eating a lot of pies. To which...
Well, you meant to say who ate all the pies, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the footy sledge.
Yeah. But the Sinead, I think because her...
Her photo is different.
Her own photo is very different to the photo taken on the street outside court.
No, but it's still who ate all the pies.
Yeah, okay.
Is the chant.
Yeah, well, they've just gone straight for take a step straight in there, say it literally. To which Space Lizard King replied, from Greg's, I expect. Just mentioning the Greg's pie. Which begs the question, are Greg's pies bigger than the standard pie? Or is it possible Space Lizard King is a garden variety dead shit? Turns out the latter. I looked into it. Greg's pies, same size as the others, as other pies, like just regular pie size. Quite the spirit of debate raging permanently about pies on and offline.
Is a Greg's pie a cheaper pie? Like is it a £1 pie or something?
Probably.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They're shit.
That's what he's implying.
Here we just claim fame for a one-off pie shop that cannot possibly be famous. In the motherland, it gets more serious, as things often do, because working class is far less celebrated than ours. I read a Reddit thread called Greg's Overrated. Origin, Scotland. Up there, they're more parochial about their pies than anyone. Earl of Bacon reckons Baines, B-A-Y-N-E-S. Baines is king because they still have the Mr. Blobby cake. I wouldn't buy one of them for many reasons. Main one, you've got to say the words Mr. Blobby cake to a complete stranger.
One NBC, please.
Yeah, a what? You got to say it. No, I don't. So just give me it. I read what I want, replied. Love a Mr. Blobby biscuit. One of the few biscuits that has the biscuit to icing ratio just right. Again, still not saying Mr. Blobby in a shop. Seems Mr. Blobby's doing some good work over there, placating the masses, preventing them from being violent as much as they would otherwise be naturally if they weren't shoving Mr. Blobby products into their bloated fucking faces. Greggs have flexed all over the UK, rather like Bunnings here, taking over every mum and pop operation, turning it into a Greggs, till we're left with a monopoly we've all been complicit in stalling. We're not there with bakeries yet, although we've got Baker's Delight and
yeah.
Brumbies still around.
See the odd Brumbies?
Yeah.
More country town, I reckon, and Brumbies.
Yeah, I mean, they took a lot, but it's pretty shit. Like if you want to go to a bakery, you can find it in.
Is that what you want?
Better.
That Baker's Delight high fibre loaf or whatever is the fucking softest bread.
Yeah.
It's.
You want your bread to be soft. Is that an attractive
quality
of bread? Yeah.
I think for certain spreads and things.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know. We can't all have a fucking artisanal sourdough loaf.
No.
And pretend that it tastes nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want some soft white bread.
Yeah.
And it is the fucking softest bread. I don't know what's in there.
Is it weigh about for 10 grams when you get a loaf? Is that?
No, it's sturdy.
Okay.
Maybe Baker's Delight have upped it in some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crust can keep it together. Like it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is sliced white you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. But you can get it just as a loaf and slice it yourself if you want.
You can't. You can freeze it to slice it because it just fucks up.
Falls apart.
Yeah. I think I might have had it before. It's like single ply toilet paper or something. You put a tomato on your sandwich, straight through.
Get toast slice, obviously.
Toast?
Yeah.
Oh, it's thick slice.
Yeah.
Like raisin bread sizes.
Well, even they, depending on where you get it from.
Yeah.
You ever get one of those from a cafe? Go have a slice of raisin toast and they bring out a fucking
chunk. Mm.
I go, that's toasted. You go, not in the middle. Yeah. There's no fucking way in the middle.
Man. By the end of my life, I reckon, there'll probably be a monopoly on bakeries. Like once small towns have all been bypassed by highways and eradicated, that's going to be easier to do. So they're like, that's where famous pies are. Shit little towns claiming fame in their pies. I was in Adelaide recently, 24-hour bakeries. They're still a bragging point for that town. Never eat at one. It's like eating at a restaurant with a view. They're bludging. If there's a selling point and that's anything but the food. On the
rotating floor restaurant.
Yep, terrible food. They don't have to bother.
Yeah, of course.
Why should they? Life's too short. Anyway, back to internet users commenting.
There is a good joint in Adelaide though that we always go to during the Fringe.
Where?
That do late night fucking schnitzel.
Oh, that's not a bakery. I went there recently. Looks like a service station with no petrol.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No petrol servo in the CBD.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
I went there with Shad and Pete.
Real good grub.
I was so jealous because Pete ordered off menu. He got a beef schnit. I was like, oh, why didn't you tell me you're getting beef schnit? I had something terrible.
Off menu?
Yeah. Wow. He just seemed to know that it was there. I was like, you little shit.
It's not seemed to know. He's gone 25 times in 25 nights.
Anyway, I went back a few days later for a beef schnitty, late night beef schnitty. They said, nah, run out.
Yeah, see?
So
I'm telling you, he'd been in there that many times. Yeah. he's calling the shots.
Got them all. We're going to end up with Bovinge Fraxby commenting on Sinead and Andrew. Oh, no, two more. Underclass rotters. Short and simple. And then Bad Hair Lift 3, I think the 3 is an E, Bad Hair Life, said, going to assume the charge is drunk and disorderly on a plane and not just drunk, because they got charged with being drunk on a plane, like the title suggests. Because if that shit is illegal, I'm an international criminal mastermind. See, sometimes, broken clock.
See,
the internet can be right.
I must say, the amount of, we cover drunk on planes all the time. Mm. You're not a drinker on planes.
No.
Well, very rarely, you might have one.
Yeah.
I've been fucking maggot on so many planes. And I think sometimes, what do people need to do to end up on this very pod?
Yeah. Well, you already have a bit more mongrel in them than you do naturally.
Yeah.
Like you're not getting drunk and starting shit.
Yeah. It's one of the hardest reasons, and I've spoken with our good mate Osher about it because he is a sober man. And I said, I'd love to give up drinking, but I seem to be pretty good at it.
Yeah. It'd be a shame. It'd be a real shame to the drinking community to lose another one.
There's a lot of people that need to stop. And I know, maybe I need a break because my algorithm keeps sending me videos of people that are sober.
Ah, okay.
Just all out of nowhere. It's sending me like, yeah, changed my life, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, poor. And when I had the spews earlier this week, after a week of drinking beers and wine every day on the Goldie, I thought, if there was ever a time to be sober, right now.
Yeah.
You could get me. I'll be sober forever.
You kind of need
But now that I'm eating solids again, I'm like, fucking, whatever. Let's send
it. Got to wash this down with something. Mm. You know, if you got the squirts once a month or so, it'll give you a week off the booze.
Mm.
Maybe you should look into that. Laxatives.
Yeah.
Just like, mate, like you do with a dog and a worming tablet.
I'd fucking blown out. And we're filming something for the radio show Monday, Tuesday, and I thought, I'm going to look like shit. Yeah. And then gastro came along. Now I'm starting to see why these models throw up.
I'm
back, baby.
Get a tapeworm, mate.
Looking good.
Yeah. Do what you can. All bets are off.
Just need a spew every now and again. Thanks again for listening to Mid-Flight Brawl, the live shows. If you want to get amongst it, Perth, a few tickets left. Sydney, Newcastle, Canberra in a couple months' time in July.
July.
Midflightbrawl.com. Heggy Grogan.
Still booting along.
Week and a bit left here at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. A lot of the shows are filled up in advance. So get your tickets, lukeheggy.com, and then Grogan's going on the road. We'll see you everywhere around Australia.
I'll be there.
And we'll see you on this very show next week. If you want to hear the Patreon apps or if you want this episode ad-free and the apps on YouTube, etc., get on to patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Support the pod. We're almost at 1,000 paying subscribers. That means Heggy is off to Bali. I'm not looking at him while saying this because I can see him out of the corner of my eye shaking his head. Fuck you, you're going. Denpasar Airport, here we come. SYD to DPS. I've already looked it up. Midflightbrawl.com, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.